Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to use your lunch break to get energized for the afternoon. You could think of yourself as a character in a video game and power up at lunch. If you've played a lot of video games over the years, you have witnessed this phenomenon of powering up. Characters can sometimes get extra abilities or become resistant to threats as a result of encountering their power-up substance. For instance, in Super Mario Brothers, you want to absorb mushrooms. My understanding from watching my kids play Fortnite is that various power-up items can restore their health and shields. Real life is not a video game, but if you have a long workday, you probably do need to power up in the middle of it. Or you will find yourself at 3 p.m. flickering like a video game character that's about to expire. I have certainly been finding this myself. As the weather has gotten nicer, I am challenging myself to take a real lunch break. Ideally, I do a few things. First, I sit at the table to eat, not at my desk. Usually it's leftovers from dinner, but if we don't have leftovers, I will cook something so I can have a real meal. On the days my husband is working from home, we both try to take a break at noon together. It's like a kid-free date in the middle of the day. Then I go outside and sit in my hammock for a few minutes and read something. It might be work-related, but it might not be, too. Then I walk through the yard and the woods behind the house. I take the same trail most days and see how summer fills everything in with green. I will admit that all of this takes an hour, a lunch hour, and I know that is a lot of time in the middle of the workday. On the other hand, I come back feeling powered up for the afternoon. I'm ready to keep working until the kids come home. Now, I recognize that my own ways of powering up might not be available to everyone. But the components of my lunch break are all known energy and mood boosters. Good food, socializing, fresh air, reading for fun, exercise. Wherever you are working, you might be able to pick up some of these to help you power up. Can you walk up and down the stairs of your building? One study of people's energy levels through the day found that folks who rated themselves as a 3 on a 10-point scale gave themselves a 9 after 5 minutes of bounding up and down the stairs. Now, that might seem like it couldn't be true, that expending energy through exercise creates more energy, but I promise you, that is what happened. You can also chat with a friend. Make concrete plans to meet up with your work best friend at least a few times a week for a brown bag lunch in the break room. If you are both working from home, call her. Or you could meet another work from home friend at a local dog park as you get your dogs outside and get some exercise. Laughter and connection always leave us feeling better than before. Even if your schedule doesn't allow you to connect with a friend who makes you laugh, look for other opportunities to feel merry. Listening to a funny podcast or watching a YouTube video of your favorite comedian can induce real belly laughs. That will certainly power you up more than reading depressing headlines. Do that only in short bursts, and ideally when you are best able to deal with it. And whatever you do, make sure you eat something satisfying. Not something that's going to leave you in a food coma afterwards, and I wouldn't recommend the 3-martini lunch of yesteryear. But something with protein and healthy fats is probably going to stick to your ribs longer, as they say, then a donut and coffee. It can seem productive to work through lunch. Shoveling something into your mouth as you sit at your desk and being unable to say what it was afterwards. But paradoxically, you will probably accomplish more in the afternoon if you stop working for your lunch break and use it to do something totally different. You power up instead of powering through. And that can make all the difference. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.